Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Atlanta Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting second, the center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting third, the first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Brian Esselstyn. Batting seventh, the catcher, Bruce Benedict. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Luis Gomez. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Doyle Alexander. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Doyle Alexander. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting second, the third baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting third, the first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting sixth, the catcher, Barry Foote. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Scott Thompson. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn McLaughlin. And now, play ball. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dehazu scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Benedict scoops up the ball and tags Dehazu for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews. Randle reaches second base with a double. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner takes first base on ball 4. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randle scores. Biedner moves to second. It's Braves, 1, Cubs, 1. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Matthews. Foote reaches second base with a double. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. Foote moves to third. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Esselstyn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esselstyn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Esselstyn for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vale. Benedict reaches second base with a double. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan De Jesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesus is 0 for 1 in the game. De Jesus strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randle. The throw from Benedict and he is safe. Randle steals second. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Biotner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Benedict fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alexander moves to third. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vale. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Alexander scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin hits a pop-up towards the mound. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Foote takes first base on ball 4. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Martin who is chasing the ball. Horner reaches third base with a triple. Brian Eccleston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eccleston is 0 for 1 in the game. Eccleston takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Horner scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Cubs. Luis Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0 for 1 in the game. Tyson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbard hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murphy hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 2 in the game. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Randle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gomez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Horner hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Eccleston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eccleston is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Eccleston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eccleston for the out. Two outs. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Benedict hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Braves, 4, Cubs, 4. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Luis Gomez. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Foote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 4. The Braves will come to bat. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-3 in the game. Hubbard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Murphy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubbard moves to third. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chambliss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vail. Chambliss reaches second base with a double. Hubbard scores. Murphy goes all the way around to score. It's 6-4, Braves. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. Two outs. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Horner hits a fly ball towards center. Martin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Martin. Chambliss scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Braves. Brian Acelston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Acelston is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Acelston is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesus Figueroa pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0-for-3 in the game. DeJesus is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Randle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Biedner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randall moves to third. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randall scores. Biedner moves to third. It's 7-5, Braves. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Caudill now pitching. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Benedict is called out on strikes. One out. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doyle Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Foote hits a pop-up towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-3 in the game. Tyson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hubbard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vale. Hubbard reaches second base with a double. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Murphy strikes out. One out. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hubbard moves to third. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-4 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Buckner pinch hits for Bill Caudill. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson pinch hits for Ivan DeJesu. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Ken Henderson. Larry Bradford now pitching. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. Randle takes first base on ball 4. Kelleher moves to second. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradford fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to third. Randall moves to second. Two outs. Gene Garber now pitching. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Vail hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner juggles the ball. That's an error on Horner. Kelleher scores. Randall moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-6, Braves. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Martin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.